This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Wednesday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, across the country to our Salem Media Group sister stations and many leading independent stations all across the United States. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live radio network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we are heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and we want to thank them for their service to America. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the security folks, the construction workers, and all those convenience store clerks, too, thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway, and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start out by talking about the big story that came out of D.C. tonight. Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer have apparently agreed to vote on rival proposals for reopening the government for the first time since the shutdown began last month, though it's not clear that either measure can pass. Now, lawmakers will hold separate votes on President Donald Trump's plan that will include $5.7 billion for border wall funding, as well as a Democratic proposal that would just merely reopen the agencies through February the 8th. Both of them would do that. However, the Democrats' plan would give no money for the border wall or barrier.
Exactly right. And so, yeah, it's being called the dueling bills, basically. But, this is at least some sort of idea of any kind of compromise between the two different sides. And this is coming, again, as you mentioned, from the majority leader and Chuck Schumer, the minority leader. So the president, of course, is backing the bill with the $5.7 billion, of course. But also the president could veto the other bill if it is passed and ever makes it.
And he most certainly will, in my opinion.
Well, I think he would, too. But at the very least, this begins to put the onus on the Democrats for some kind of movement, especially in the House. And, of course, the House hasn't been doing anything because of the government shutdown as well. They haven't been doing any legislation that we know of. And it's simply just been a time where there's a lot of just politicking going on, as it were. But obviously the American people are ready for this shutdown to end, but they want it to end in a good way such that the needs of the American people are addressed properly. And I think it's important to point out, just briefly, Captain, that the Democrats keep saying things like, we will talk about border security as soon as the government's reopened.
Yeah,
now,
right.
Of course, nobody believes
that. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, but the verbiage that they use has nothing to do with a barrier. The verbiage that they're using is nebulous. It's border security. So it'll be anything but a barrier. And so to think that somehow to get things going, Trump should simply reopen the government and they'll suddenly start funding the wall is pie in the sky.
Well, Democrats likely have the votes to block Trump's bill in the Senate, and the Democratic proposal will need to win the support of 13 Republicans along with every Democrat. I'm not sure that's going to happen either. And the Democratic proposal has already been approved in the House, and some Senate Republicans, including Lamar Alexander of Tennessee and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, have been pressing for actions that would end the shutdown now in its 32nd day, at least temporarily. But the White House has said Trump will not sign the legislation without the border wall or barrier in it. And the Trump bill also includes, and I've not heard this until right now, so I'm going to tell everybody who probably doesn't know this, the Trump bill also includes a provision to ban nationals from El Salvador, Guatemala, or the Honduras who are under 18 years of age from eligibility for asylum unless they submit previous applications at a processing center somewhere in Central America. That means they cannot apply in the U.S. if they flee their home countries due to gang violence, as many have done.
Well, right. Well, that is, I think, trying to combat the idea of the caravan simply coming up to the...
Well, it'll stop it, and all these young people won't be able to get in.
Well, exactly right.
Unless it's illegally.
Precisely, yes. But of course, now as we're looking at these different offers and so forth, again, the American people are expecting that there would be some kind of compromise. But
well, there is, because as an olive branch to the Democrats, the bill also includes a provisional 3-year work permit for young undocumented people currently enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or known as DACA, and to those who have temporary protected status. Now, Trump had previously sought an end to both programs, but he's adapting, improvising, and overcoming with that.
Well, exactly, because that's part of politics. So actually, we see here the president, who's actually taking a more, quote-unquote, traditional road politically to try to get something going, to get this logjam broken. But the Democrats have simply, they've painted themselves into a corner, Captain, with this idea that an idea of a border barrier is immoral and all these other kind of ridiculous phraseologies that they've come up with. How could they possibly give money now for a wall or a barrier? Because that would be immoral. They've painted themselves in a corner.
By the way, we're going to start a new movement tonight. We want to have AOC. We want to have her given a drug test right away, and we want to see the results with all the ridiculous stuff. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. Folks, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to get into this veterans story that we broke last night wide open, and the networks finally woke up. A lot of them heard what we were talking about, including the network I'm on right now, and they ran with it today because we're the ones that told them. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA Podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
All righty, and you know, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. Ask them about insurance for more than just your car, too, because your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and they even help you out with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the local GEICO insurance agency. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So to get started, go to geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Type in your zip code. You'll find out where your local agent is, and away you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now, Mr. Phillips, last night, we had quite a conversation about. The Washington Post corrected their big story, and CNN never really retracted the interview they did with Mr. Phillips, who was using words like a recon ranger, and that he was in country as a Vietnam veteran, and all sorts of different things, which later came out to be not true. And then the Washington Post posted a story that says Nathan Phillips was never deployed to Vietnam. He was, in fact, what's called a Vietnam-era veteran. He was in the military, in the Marine Corps, in the reserves. He was a refrigeration tech. He was actually a rifleman in a squad, for 2 days, and then he no longer was a rifleman in a squad. But the whole thing about him is just the fact that when he was talking about you know, being in country, being in combat, mentioning some things that would have put him there at a time when he couldn't have possibly been what he said he was. That's when I got involved and other veterans here in the Tampa Bay area got involved, and we started talking amongst ourselves. We said, hey, there's something really screwy here. This guy couldn't have possibly been in Vietnam during the day. And, sure enough, we gave the information that we had to Stolen Valor. They ran with it. And this guy's in all kinds of trouble right now.
One would think you're right. The Washington Post, part of their correction, they said he served from 72 to 76, but never was ever deployed to Vietnam. As you had found out as well, Captain, it looks like his service was fairly unremarkable in the U.S. Marine Corps.
Well, let's talk about how unremarkable it was. He went in as a private E-1, you'd think after 4 years you would have made no private first class or maybe Lance Corporal or even Corporal if you had kept your nose clean and your eyes and ears to the grind. He came out a private E-1, which tells me he was not something at all. And he was in a reserve. And again, he was a refrigeration tech, whatever that meant. And 2 days as a rifleman in a squad, in an infantry squad. You know, this is weird, really weird.
It is, and also it goes to this whole idea, Captain, that the media just threw fact-checking out the window when it came to this story.
And some of them are still doing it.
Well, right, because, again, it fits the narrative. In fact, I saw a clip earlier of Whoopi Goldberg on The View saying something to the effect of, you know, why do we jump to these conclusions, or we, you know, have to walk it back later and this kind of thing. And Joy Behar says, plain as day, because we want to get Trump out of office.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is so telling. But, and these are opinion people on an opinion show, obviously, but the news media, the hard news media, Captain, missed the ball again on this one, just coming on the heels of the other false news story from the BuzzFeed thing. And this is just another black eye for news journalism in this country.
Well, the journalism is gone, and CNN is no longer a news channel. They are an entertainment channel with the likes of Mr. Hollywood that's in Washington, D.C. at the White House. And by the way, I think I told you I ran into him personally, up close and personal, right?
Oh, that's right. That was,
yeah, three
that's
different times, and he was laughing about, you know, this and the other. I said, hey, Jim, welcome to Tampa. Now you know what America's all about. But anyway, just listen to these Covington Catholic students and what they had to say, because they were on YouTube and did a video to tell the truth about what happened. But listen to this.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm Grant. And we're here today to talk to you about how the recent negative media controversy has affected us as individuals and our school as a whole. Several media platforms blatantly lied about the events regarding the controversy in D.C., and it has affected us as a community and individuals greatly. There have been many threats against our lives, against our parents. Some of these threats include that we should all be locked in the school and it should be burnt to the ground, the school being bombed, school shooting threats. It's really scary. I know that a lot of people are scared to go to school tomorrow and won't be attending because of what could happen. There have been cops there ever since the incident, and I think there will be a lot more tomorrow. A lot of the negativity and the hate surrounding this event comes from people on social media doxing people that were at the event. I myself wasn't even present, but I'm very vocal about defending my school and my peers, and I have been doxxed on 3 separate occasions. This has led to a tsunami of hateful messages and threats and everything above. I was also doxxed, as well as my good friend Grant Meltner, in a tweet. A lot of these doxes have been deleted because they realized they were wrong and they don't want to face the backlash for it. A lot of people's parents were also doxxed. Their work was called. I mean, this could like greatly affect their job. They could be fired. Like, there are real consequences for these actions, and it all spews from a 30-second clip taken out of a 2-hour video out of context, and people jump into conclusions before the full story is released. Nobody did their research, and it's now showing.
Now, as you probably heard, Kyle, they actually have shut the school down because of all the threats they've gotten. And by the way, there was a small group of protesters that were there, and they were threatening a major protest there as well.
That's exactly right. And what these kids are describing, Captain, is unfortunately the new reality on how the far left, or those who simply, again, can't tolerate anybody else's point of view or their political expression, they will not only dox you, but by doing so, it's almost as if they're trying to unleash all the wackos who feel that they have some sort of right to go and hurt people or destroy them. And so this is not, repeat, not the way we're supposed to do things in the United States.
The wackos believe the hard left media. They believe them. They think that everything they say is cast in stone. They believe some of these morons that have these blogs that never come up with facts. It's all innuendo and it's opinion. It's not news. They believe this stuff, okay? And you're dealing with people like that that don't have the wherewithal to understand that maybe if you don't verify it to begin with, that it might not be true. I mean, this is what we're finding out right now.
Well, exactly. And now we have this cavalier attitude from many on the far left that it's okay to destroy people.
Sure.
In fact, you can destroy kids who were waiting for a bus. And they happen to have a MAGA hat on, but now that's being described, that Alyssa Milano described it as the new, I guess, KKK white sheet uniform or some other such thing. I mean, this is the way that you, again, you dehumanize your opponents. It makes it okay. So it's okay to punch Nazis and this kind of thing. And, well, now they're defining you as a Nazi, so therefore it's okay to punch you.
Something that happened in Florida, it was a driver's license picture, and it was kind of funny. A woman in Jacksonville renewed her driver's license, and you're not supposed to wear a hat or a hijab or anything like that. When you do it, you're supposed to show you know your face, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. But she says, nope. She says, my First Amendment right, my constitutional right. I'm going to wear my Make America Great hat on, and I'm going to get my picture taken with it for my driver's license. And you want to know something? She put up such a big stink about it, they allowed her to do it. And there's a picture of her on Facebook with her new driver's license with a Make America Great hat on.
Well, again, we see, but that's the thing, especially in this country, we're supposed to have freedom of expression, and we can all express ourselves, but we don't have to come to blows.
Oh, and by the way, the hat wasn't like the hijab or the shawl that they wear that goes over their face, so all you can see is just the front part of their face and not the hair or the, you know, whatever other features you have to be able to see, because that's actually just cloaking your identity when you do that.
Exactly, yeah. Disguising yourself in public has always been, I think, a no-no as far as the law is concerned. That's right.
Yeah. Now, anyway, just to finish this, Mr. Phillips is done. This will be the last protest he'll be going to, because he's going to have a lot of trouble facing some legal challenges because of what he said, how he said it. And words matter in this particular case. And even though he's trying to weasel his way out of it right now, that's not what happened to begin with. It's not what he said.
Well, again, I think, you know, this whole incident has shown that when you have this kind of volatility and the media gets it this wrong, a lot of people pay a price.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to come back. We're going to tell you about the L.A. teacher strike that was settled after 6 days of them being off the job. Kyle's right there in California. He'll know firsthand about that. Then we're going to tell you about a whole bunch of gasoline that keeps disappearing from a pipeline near Mexico City. And on Friday, it exploded. And 94 people were killed as a result. Wow. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate will vote Thursday on two competing proposals to end the government shutdown, including the president's plan to have Congress pay for his wall along the southern border. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer dismisses the bill.
You can't have a compromise when one side declares, this is what we want, and this is what you want.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell counters.
It's a proposal that the president will support. As I've stated consistently over the past month, that fact will earn it consideration in the Senate.
The other is a House bill to reopen the government through February 8th and talk about border funding, but both proposals are likely to fail. The Supreme Court says the Trump administration can go ahead with its plan to restrict military service to transgender men and women, while the court challenges continue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Oh, yeah. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at DR Mold Solutions. Now, you know, I've told you about my home that I bought when I moved into the Tampa Bay area, and it was an older home, and I knew it was. I bought it as a fixer-upper, and I had it fixed up, and I did some, and I had a contractor that did more, but they discovered mold inside the walls. So what we had to do was get a hold of somebody that could handle that, and that's how I found out about DR Mold Solutions. Well, they have a process that's EPA and FDA approved where they kill mold in your home or your office by spraying their substance in there. Doesn't hurt the pets, doesn't hurt any other animals or whatnot. And, you know, the reason for that is because mold can make you sick. It can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a lot more. And there are more than 300,000 species of mold. I didn't know that until I met the DR Mold Solutions folks. But don't put your family at risk. Now, they will go anywhere in the state of Florida. Anywhere in the state of Florida to get the job taken care of. You can contact DR Mold Solutions by calling them at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Again, DR Mold Solutions, call them today, 727-692-9622, and ask them about their New Year's special. Tell them the captain sent you. That's DR Mold Solutions, where they kill mold. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Mexicans with their oil and gas, have a pipeline that runs into Mexico City from one of their refineries. And on Friday, this pipeline has been known to have a bunch of leaks in it and whatnot, as well as some of the gringos along the way and some of the banditos along the way have found out how to tap a little hole or put a little spigot in there and steal a little gasoline. Now, Friday, they were stealing some gasoline at one of the places where apparently somebody set something off with a spark or a open flame or something, and there was a big explosion. It killed 94 people. And this is something that the Mexican president's jumped into the bandwagon now, and he said, whoa, wait a minute, we cannot do this. We are going to start transporting by truck and not use the pipeline no more, you know, and all this kind of stuff. I'm doing that with my best Mexican accent. So what say you?
Well, that's right, Captain. It was certainly a deadly explosion. We understand, I think, the one of the reports I've seen that puts the number at 96.
Oh, so it went up.
So it's definitely just a terrible, terrible tragedy. But what has been happening, as you mentioned, is that there have been actually numerous points along these different pipelines where the
they
have leaks.
On this particular day where these leaks were, where they had these little taps in there, there were 800 people scattered over about a 40-mile range of this pipeline stealing gasoline for things like their tractors and their cars and their trucks.
That's exactly right, because there are farmers in the area and so forth, and they try to get this fuel because it's literally gushing out of the pipe in some cases. But at this point, we still don't know exactly what caused the explosion, but there is certainly an ongoing investigation, obviously, about this. But you're right. I think one of the governor of the region there had tried shutting down the pipelines. They wanted to use tanker trucks instead.
Yeah, and, you know, the state-run oil company, there's a delay for some reason in shutting down the leaking pipeline, which has been criticized by many. Mexico's attorney general is conducting a long-term investigation into the security response. They've just been letting the thing leak.
Exactly right. And this has actually cost billions of dollars in the Mexican economy, and also in some ways that we understand has contributed obviously to more crime and to other robberies and so forth as a result of trying to get to this gasoline and so forth. It is a terrible, terrible situation. It doesn't seem like it could be fixed or logistically anytime soon, and there are 96 people who paid with their lives because of this kind of terrible, terrible mismanagement of a very volatile substance, obviously.
Yeah, and obviously this has to be taken care of because it can't be allowed to continue. It's also an environmental hazard when you dump gasoline onto the ground, soaks into the soils and whatnot, because this pipeline runs through some rural farming areas, and that's not going to be any good for whatever they're trying to raise there, whether or not it's livestock or something they're growing.
Exactly right. So, I mean, on so many different levels, this is a very, very serious problem, and it's not going to get fixed anytime soon unless they're able to deal with a lot of the corruption and so forth that has led to this kind of thing.
Now, when are they supposed to have the State of the Union message when the president addresses a joint session of Congress? And
well, that would be next Tuesday, the 29th, I think.
Okay. And what did Nancy Pelosi say?
Well, she erroneously said there wouldn't be enough security for that. Yeah.
And then she was advising the president to call it off. Well, actually, yesterday, the president contacted the sergeant of the guard there at the Congress and told him that he wanted to schedule a walkthrough, that the Trump folks wanted to schedule a walkthrough next week to make sure that everything was okay and satisfactory, which we know it is. And he wants to move on with the State of the Union speech. And is, if Nancy says no, then he is planning on going outside Washington, D.C., probably to hold some sort of rally, probably where he'll have 20 or 30,000 people cheering fans, and that's where he'll give the State of the Union speech.
Can you imagine that? What a what a site that will literally be, because typically State of the Union messages are somewhat predictable in some way, shape, or form, simply because it's a political tradition in Washington. But you're right. If the president goes out there, he's got the American people that he's talking to, and not members of Congress who may or may not want to clap or show their disdain by not clapping, this kind of thing. It would be a much different message to the American people. And Nancy Pelosi just does not understand that the more that they try to attack Trump, silence Trump, make Trump look bad, it always backfires.
Well,
and this is no different.
President Trump could make a lot of history, good history, in the next 2 weeks, but he's got to reach back into his inner gambler soul to do so, because if he tosses aside the counsels of his usual advisors on immigration, Trump can break the deadlock. He can fix the border security immigration mess, and in so doing, earn a lasting place in U.S. history amongst the most consequential presidents. And President Johnson, remember him as a Southerner? Back in 1964, Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, relished being the president to deliver the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Now, no fair reading of the history of those critical laws can overlook Johnson's absolutely essential decision to throw in with a politically perilous position that ran counter to his solid supporters and the deep segregationist South. But by just going big today on border security and immigration, that means getting a bigger than what Trump offered last Saturday result back. And Trump can solve the unrelated problems of border security, the Dreamers, and yes, all the undocumented. So to that, I say, maybe the president ought to go big.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, obviously, these big historical things like Johnson's Great Society and the Civil Rights Act in 1964, this is big time. This is go big or go home. And
right.
The one person to do it at this point in history is Donald J. Trump.
That's right, and he's in a great position to do it. And by the way, if Nancy says, "Well, no, we don't. We're the government's still shut down," so where if she even balks 1 second, say, "Okay, schedule something for wherever you want to go. If it's an indoor event in a football stadium or a dome or something like that, because it is wintertime, or come on down to the sunny South and come into the middle of Orlando, or come to Tampa, come to the fairgrounds or something. We'll put 20,000-30,000 people there." Show the world.
Right. Now, can you imagine the Democrats' leadership would have to be scrambling to try to put something together that would be a response?
They couldn't compete.
Exactly. That would be very, very difficult. They're ruling the day that they said we can't come to the House and give the State of the Union.
They could not compete. It would be a losing effort on their part. And besides having egg in their face, they'd have some mud balls, too.
Right. Right. So, you know, again, it just goes to show trying to use the government shutdown in the way that Nancy Pelosi did is just going to backfire.
Exactly. And, with everything that's transpiring, I can't wait to see what happens as the course of the day goes on and we find out when these votes are going to be scheduled in the Senate. Because if one piece or the other piece of the legislation passes, it's going to go over to the House. And again, if they don't want to pass it over there, they don't want to bring it on the floor or whatever, then shame on them. But at least the Senate's done their job and, you know, can't find fault with them for that.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later and I'll let you know about tonight.
Sounds good, Kevin.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. Go over there. Find out what he's all about. Coming back with the National Highway and Byway Report. And, oh, yeah, it's snowing again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth.
I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, you gotta keep on going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The pipeline is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go. And doing what they best know how to do. Fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man and a steady hand. wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right, that's Aaron Tippin. That's the theme song from the trucking show called Moving On with Will and Sonny and those guys there. That's what started it all. That's been back in the days before BJ and the Bear. And by the way, special shout out to Trucker Ed, our Gordon Foods driver. He's on the way back down from Jacksonville listening to us up there in the highways tonight coming down 301. And Trucker Eric is out in Pasco, Washington. He checked in a little bit earlier. He's up there waiting on a load of French fries to go back east with. There you go. And Trucker Mark is out there in the highways and byways. And to all you guys out there and girls out there in the highway doing some trucking tonight, pay attention because we got to tell you about this weather because, again, a large storm system is sliding from the central U.S. into the East Coast over the next 2 to 3 days. Now, there's a zone of heavy snow that's expected from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Great Lakes and over into the Northeast, which includes upstate New York, the lee shore of Lake Ontario, and again, northern New England, just where we were before, and across parts of central Pennsylvania and the Poconos as well. So, here we go. Now, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, right away, right now, you're in the middle of a winter storm warning with plenty of snow coming down in certain areas. I'll tell you where that's all going to be. There's also snow tonight. It's a dusting in North Dakota, South Dakota, western Minnesota, southern Minnesota, and the northern part of Iowa. But when you get down into the Bettendorf area and you come across to Iowa City and go on an angle down into Nebraska, southeastern corner of Nebraska, and all of the eastern part of Kansas, you've got some pretty good snow coming down tonight. The western part of Missouri, halfway across Missouri, pretty good snow. And then from the central and southeastern part of Iowa, you have a winter storm warning all the way across into Madison and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's going to be a very intense band of snow, 8 to 12 inches of snow coming on top of all the other snow that you've had. I know, here we go. And then the northwestern part of Iowa, northwestern part of Illinois is going to get snow. But in the meantime, the northern part of Indiana, because of the lake and the way the wind is blowing, is going to get snow. All of Michigan will be affected tonight and tomorrow and into the next day with snow. And the northern part of Michigan, up around Saginaw, has got a winter storm warning in effect there. Now, going into Pennsylvania, from Erie across to Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, across I-80, Snowshoe, over into the Poconos. You've got a winter storm watch in effect there tonight. They expect snow is going to start, and when it does, it's going to continue to snow for quite a while, as well as all of New York. Upstate, right straight across I-90 and up I-81 and up I-87, all across the Adirondacks, all the way to Canada, all of Vermont, all of New Hampshire, all of the northern part of Maine as well. And we've got a band of snow right now that's in the northeastern part of Georgia as you go into Knoxville, going up I-75, over to the mountains east of there. In South Carolina and North Carolina, up through Asheville and I-77 and I-40 coming across through the valley up in there. So there's some snow there. Rain in the central part and western part of Tennessee tonight. Rain in the western part of Kentucky, southeastern corner of Missouri and Arkansas. You've got rain to the southeastern corner of your state, southeastern corner of Oklahoma has got rain. However, in the central part of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City and I-35, you have snow tonight. There's some snow that's there, and it's part of the system coming across, so be careful. Then it gets windy on down the line in the south. And again, going out to Colorado, we've got snow in the Denver area and west of Denver and north and west of Denver. So if you're going up through Fort Collins, if you're going to take 287, run the shortcut up there to Laramie, well, guess what? You're going to have snow going over the top to get there. Some snow on 25 tonight. Some snow again in the northern part of Wyoming. You'll have some snow coming across I-80 and blowing snow as well. Scattered flurries in the Utah area, I-15, I-80, and I-70 coming across, dropping into I-15 over there around Richfield. And then up into Montana, winter storm warnings tonight, parts of Montana. Going up through Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, it looks like you got the chain law in effect up there up over 4th of July. You've got a winter storm warning up on top of Snoqualmie tonight coming out of Seattle. Going east, I-90, you will have snow all the way across for quite a ways through Montana. I-94, when you meet the junction of I-94, you'll have it for about 2 hours. It looks like the snow is going east. And then in the northeastern part of Oregon, snow there tonight. So if you're going up I-84, I do believe you're going to have snow on top of cabbage. That's what it looks like right now. So be careful. And then we've got fog in the valleys east of Los Angeles and north of San Diego, inland areas. So be careful there. But that's where we're at right now with the weather. So winter is alive and well, especially in the north. And be careful out there in the highways and byways, especially pay close attention to Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan, where you are going to get a substantial amount of snow today. Elsewhere, you'll get flurries, maybe a couple inches here, 3-4 inches there, but nothing like what you're going to get in the states I just mentioned. Now, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan and Moss Family Automotive Group and Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa and the Moss Wholesale to the Public, Moss Family Automotive Group store in Homosassa Springs are all there to serve you. Four words, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all 911 operators too, you get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles. Now, that saves you a lot of money. But if you want a certified pre-owned vehicle, you can get one of those, too, with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle and free oil changes, free tire rotations. And guess what? You'll also save some money because you buy these certified pre-owned vehicles at wholesale to the public. You want to buy one, you want to buy two, you want to buy five, you want to buy a whole truckload, nine. Have at it. Wholesale to the public. Save a bunch of money that way. And at the Homosassa Springs store, it's not uncommon to go through there and have a motor home for sale there because they take whatever they trade in there, put it there, and then sell it again. By the way, you also might see a camping trailer, tow-behind trailer, might see a boat, and it's entirely possible that you could see a motorcycle or an ATV there as well because whatever they happen to have, that's what they sell. So there you go. And Mr. Ed is telling me no snow there. Yep, okay. But you know, Ed, we could have it. We could have it so much better, I suppose, if we could just get a little warmer temperature. Because later in the day, in Florida, we're going to be dealing with a front coming across. It's going to bring us some rain. Temperature's going to drop, and by tomorrow morning, we're all going to have those heavy woolly coats on today. Even though today it's going to go up into the upper 70s, but the bottom kind of drops out of things tonight as then we get gusty winds coming through. And once again, here we go with the rain and the breezy conditions and chance of rain Wednesday, 90%. I'll be right back with Ms. Rosemary.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.